Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Questions. Questions in the Bible. Questions serve a purpose. They bring things to our awareness. Questions in the Bible serve as guideposts. Isaiah 40:28 says, there is no searching of God's understanding. Is that so? From the questions, it is clear that there is searching God's understanding. I will present to you about 40 questions coming from the Bible, which serve as proof of a search being made of God's understanding. First question, Luke 10:26. What is written in the law? What is written in the law? Next, Genesis 31:37. What hast thou found of all thy household stuff? In the questions, it is clear that the writers are speaking to God. In Lawmaster's archives, it is evident the writers of Scripture, questions in the Bible, that they are speaking directly to God. God answers the questions. So there's communication, as evidenced by the questions and answers, that there is communication between the writers or Scripture and God. There is communication going on. what is written in the law? What hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Next, Exodus 13:14. What is this? Now, these two questions, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff, and what is this? And the next question, Isaiah 22:16, what hast thou here, are three questions that I have addressed recently. It is your obligation to know the matter that is in Lawmaster's archives. Obligation. Psalm 39:7. And now, Lord, what wait I for? The Word of God asks, what wait I for? Now, it is not my intention to go over the answers of all the questions here that I will read. I will make a comment. The Word of God asks, and now, Lord, what wait I for? See, right there, he names the one that he's talking to. He's talking to the Lord, as in all the questions. Well, what does he wait for? The Word of God has waited for deliverance by the Lord himself. The Word of God has waited for the presence of the Lord. Psalm 40:1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. The answer to the question. He has waited for the Lord. He has waited for deliverance by his Lord. Matthew 11:3, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? Of course, I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, am the one that should come. And there is no need to look for another. The one long awaited has come. John 1:22, who art thou? Well, the Word of God answers the question for me in Psalm 77:14. The Word of God says to me, thou art the God that doest wonders. Numbers 23:23, what hath God wrought? The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, of course, has wrought all things. 1 John 2:22, who is a liar? The Word of God asks, who is a liar? Well, in the Bible, Jesus, the character, is a liar. Jesus, the character, is a liar. And Paul is a liar. Study Lawmaster's archives for the evidence. Genesis 16:13, the Word asks, have I also here looked after him that seeth me? The answer is yes. Romans 3:16, how then shall God judge the world? Well, God shall judge sinners by the law. Job 21:22 goes on to say, he, God, judges those that are high. Romans 2:11 says, there is no respect of persons with God. And Acts 10:34 says, there is no respecter of persons with God. King verse 2, how long shall mine enemy be exalted over me, the Word asks. Job 28:12, from whence cometh wisdom? And Job 28:12 asks, where is the place of understanding? Of course, the Bible gives an answer. The Lord gives wisdom. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The word asks Psalm 94, verse 16, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? The evildoers. This is speaking of the evildoers, the ministers of Christianity, the ministers of Christianity. Evildoers, they are evil workers, they work iniquity, and there is the question here that says, who is a liar? In real life, the ministers of Jesus are liars, those who teach the Christian message concerning Jesus. They are all liars. As I've said before, when one is teaching the Christian message concerning Jesus, he is preaching, he is teaching lies. You cannot preach the Christian message concerning Jesus without lying. Why? Because that message is built of nothing but lies. Moving on, Psalm 94:16, who will stand up for me? Micah 6:8, what does the Lord require? Just recently, I have dealt with that question. I have presented the answer to the question, what does the Lord require? Job 15:8, hast thou heard the secret of God? Genesis 18:25, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Now, keep in mind, with these questions bring to the attention very important Bible matter, such as the law, all things, God, the court of God, the house as well. John 18:38, what is truth? What is truth? Esther 6:4. Who is in the court? Here recently, I have been speaking about the court of God. I have been speaking about the house of God, the tabernacle of the Lord God Most High, Tommy L. Hart. Romans 11:34. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Now, this question is related to the question I read at the beginning of the program, coming from Isaiah 40:28, which says, there is no searching of God's understanding. Now, who has known the mind of the Lord? Revelation 6:10, how long, O Lord, and true, dost thou not judge? Psalm 12:4. Who is Lord over us? Genesis 3:16 says about the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, he shall rule over thee. It tells the people that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over them. Jeremiah 17:15, where is the word of the Lord? Where is it? You are hearing the word of the Lord, the word coming from the Lord, as I speak. As I speak. John 1:38, and also in answer to where is the word of the Lord, go to Lawmaster's Archives. There you will find the word coming from the Lord. The word concerning the Lord is in the Authorized Version Bible. I am reading words concerning the Lord even now. These questions have to do with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. John 1:38, where dwelleth thou, the word asks me, where do I dwell? Just recently I've spoken on that. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, dwells in the house of God, the house of God, which I have identified just recently. Isaiah 28:9, whom shall he teach knowledge? The word gives an answer. It says in Psalm 25:8, he, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, will teach sinners in the way. Isaiah 28:9, whom shall he make to understand doctrine? John 1:22, who art thou? The answer is given in Psalm 77:14, about me, who I am. It says, thou art the God that doeth wonders. 5:9 asks me, what is thy name? The same is asked of me in Genesis 32:27. What is thy name? It was my responsibility to provide the name of God, which responsibility I have fulfilled. I have given to the people the name of the Lord their God, and that name is Tommy L. Hart. Genesis 3:9 asks me, where art thou? John 21:12 asks me, who art thou? Which has been answered, and it says, knowing that it was the Lord. Romans 7:7 asks the question, is the law sin? Psalm 73:11 asks, how does God know? Now the question, is the law sin? The law is not sin. The law is given against sin. The law of the Lord is righteous. Sin is the breaking of the law of the Lord, transgressing the law of the Lord. That is sin. But the law is holy and good. Psalm 73:11, is there knowledge in the Most High? Galatians 3:21 asks, is the law then against the promises of or concerning God? No, the law is not against the promises concerning God that are in the Bible. The promises of God are a part of the law. Promises the Gentiles, alias white people, have the obligation of fulfilling. Acts 8:30 asks, understandest thou what thou readest? Very important. Many people read the Bible and do not understand what they are reading. I have come to an understanding of Bible content. 2 Chronicles 24:20 asks, why transgress ye the commandments of the Lord? That question has come up recently also in my discourse. Also, that question comes up in Matthew 15:3, and it comes up in Numbers 14:41, which asks, wherefore now do you transgress the commandment of the Lord? Matthew 19:20 asks, what do I still lack? obviously, when the Word of God was written, they did not have or know God's name. God provides his name when he comes. That I have done. And obviously, the Lord was not present with them, with the people, when Scripture was written. So Scripture asks, the Word of God asks, what do I still lack? Remember the question earlier? Lord, what wait I for? And the answer was, he waited for the presence of the Lord. He waited for the Lord to come in physical, bodily form. Psalm 15, verse 1, asks, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Psalm 23, verse 6 says, the word says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then there is Deuteronomy 4, verse 33, which asks, did ever people hear the voice of God? In this day and time, many people have heard the voice of God speaking, not from a burning bush, but from Blog Talk Radio, the Internet. Many people have heard the voice of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, speaking from the Internet and from Blog Talk Radio. So there I have given to you 41 questions. Questions, tension questions, which serve as guideposts in my seeking understanding of the Word of God as it is set down in the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. Questions speaking of the voice of God, questions speaking of the law, questions speaking of the Lord God, his name, the judgeship of the Lord God, where God dwells, knowledge of God, the teaching of God, and many other promises of God. So, when the Bible says there is no searching of God's understanding, there is searching of God's understanding. God, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has come to a great understanding of Bible content. The knowledge of God can be heard on Blog Talk Radio. Many people, as I said earlier, have actually heard the voice of the living God speaking, not from a burning bush, but from radio, internet, the internet. What a marvelous thing. What a wonderful thing. The Lord God has come. Isaiah 40 says, the Lord God will come. And here in reality, real life, real time, the Lord God has come. His name is fulfilled. That scripture, Isaiah 40, in Isaiah chapter 40, has been fulfilled. It is fulfilled in the person, Tommy L. Hart. The question asks, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? No need to look for another. The one long awaited has come. What are you doing with his word? What are you doing? Are you walking in the law? Are you walking in obedience to the law of the Lord? If you're not, you are sinning. And what is sin? Sin is the breaking of the law of the Lord. The law of the Lord can be heard from Lawmaster's archives. The things given in Lawmaster's archives are there for your good. They are there for your learning. They are there for your practice, your implementation. What are you doing in terms of Bible understanding? Where are you in terms of Bible obedience? Bible obedience. Where are you? What are you doing? Are you rejecting the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? What are you doing? So, questions in the Bible are very important matter. Very important. The questions for me have served as guideposts. They have served as a checklist. They have served as reminders, prompters, questions in the Bible. They serve the Lord God in a very important way. Also, after last week's program, I was listening to it, and I noticed that some of my words don't come out on the air. I am sorry for that. I try my best to speak clearly, distinctly, but like I said, I noticed that some of my words do not come out. It's like I'm making, at times, incomplete sentences. It is not on my part, and I hope that it is not on the Internet's part, or Blog Talk Radio part. I hope that can be corrected. And if I have anything to do with the error, then I do seek to overcome it. If I have anything to do with it on my part. So, join me next time.